$1,000 a year. That is, and this is to make a minor correction to Manuel Frye's figure, it would actually be 36, that still is 36% below the poverty level. The federal poverty level does go up every year. Manuel was quoting last year's figures, I'm quoting this year's figures. So to the extent that we can continue to move up that minimum wage, we're going to be more successful in helping to keep people off of public assistance. We did submit a fiscal note for the legislation, and this is this fiscal note is really based on Senator Davis's legislation, but the one that's in your the one that I'm speaking from here. But we figure that there are about 300 ATAP recipients that earn between $565 and $640 an hour. That would mean a savings in welfare benefits of about $376,000 per year. Now, if you look at the governor's bill, which does have the inflator based on the CPI, those savings in welfare benefits out in the out years, the fifth, sixth year out on the fiscal note, are approaching $1 million. So we would prefer the governor's inflator. I think Senator Davis, as she stated, would support that as well. But we do support Senator Davis's bill if it doesn't seem like it's going to pass without the inflator. So with that, I'll conclude my remarks and answer the questions.
Questions? Hearing none.
Thanks.
Okay, is that everybody in Juneau? Seeing none. Anybody else in Anchorage? Okay. For the members of the committee, I'm going to recess because we have another bill that we want to take up because we're going to have a recess on the floor. And I'd like to make this meeting about 2 minutes flat. So just want to let you know.
What bill?
This will be House Bill 186, Surcharge on Mobile Telephones. With that, we'll recess until the call of the chair.